Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Stephanie Lecce. When it comes to animal welfare in our state, the organization Wisconsin Voters for Companion Animals is often at the front lines. The group advocates for humane legislation and builds awareness about issues affecting our pets. Kathy Poblosky is the director of the group, but she also wears another hat as co-founder and director of Lost Dogs of Wisconsin. As its name suggests, this group helps reunite owners with their lost, beloved dogs. Just as the organizations share a director, they also share a common, if not precisely the same, mission: to protect our pets. Kathy Poblosky joins me in the studio now. Welcome back to Lake Effect.
Glad to be here.
Well, we have you in today to give us a little bit of an update on what's new in the animal welfare community. What issues are taking precedent today?
Well, we like to think of ourselves as the watchdogs of humane legislation, and we try to watch for things that are coming up. And we have six focuses: community cat management, commercial dog breeders and pet stores, animal cruelty, reforming animal control, and the court case dogs. And currently with the court case dogs, Senator Tim Carpenter has introduced a bill, and we are supporting that, that would improve conditions for the victims of cruelty in Wisconsin. And those are dogs that have been seized from cruelty cases in Wisconsin. And Senator Carpenter's bill would expedite the process by how those dogs are handled and treated.
So basically, just to explain for people who aren't familiar with the court case dogs, how do they end up in basically municipal custody?
For whatever reason, the owner is charged or accused. In the case of the current dogs in Milwaukee, the owner has not even been charged for some sort of act of cruelty. Sometimes it can be as simple as domestic violence. Sometimes it can be as complicated as a dog fighting ring. But again, you know, most of these dogs have not been involved in dog fighting. I really want to make that clear, because some people think of court case dogs and automatically assume that they were fighting dogs. And often that is not the case. As for the dogs that are currently being held in Milwaukee, many of those were just puppies when they were seized.
So what happens to these dogs?
They can languish for a very long time. Currently, 16 dogs are in the custody of Milwaukee Animal Control, and they have been there for over 2 years.
And the issue here is that these dogs are basically being held in limbo, correct?
That's correct. They're being treated basically as evidence, and just as you would drugs or guns or something like that, until a case comes to trial. But, you know, drugs and guns you can put on the shelf, you know, in a box on the shelf, where these are living being creatures that are being held as evidence for a case that has not even begun to happen yet. The owner has not even been charged.
So what would the Wisconsin Voters for Companion Animals like to see happen with these dogs?
Well, we would love to see a good resolution for those dogs right now that are there now. But going forward, we would like to see Senator Carpenter's bill pass so that this process can be improved for all incidences like this in the future, so that these dogs can be expedited through the process, become available for, you know, socializing by volunteers, for adoption by the public, so that they can go on and have a good life. And we always think of them as double victims. They were victims of cruelty, and now they've become victims of the system, and we would like to see them not become victims of the system.
I know this is an issue that your organization is working on, this link between animal cruelty, domestic violence, and animal welfare. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you're working on specifically to prevent this kind of situation?
Well, I think a big part is just awareness that there is a huge link between cruelty to animals and cruelty to people, that so often it's been proven time and time again that serial killers or people that go on to commit horrible crimes often began, you know, by being cruel to animals. And so that if we can get animal cruelty prosecuted to, you know, the fullest extent of the law, which isn't what happens now, we would have a much better chance of stopping some of the violence that goes on later on in somebody's life.
Now, I know that another priority for the Wisconsin Voters for Companion Animals is no-kill issues related to particularly to shelters. What progress have you made on that? What's your ultimate goal in addressing that?
Well, we call that reforming animal control, and sheltering in America is changing so quickly. Gone are the days where, you know, shelters had to kill the majority of animals that came into their care. In the 1970s, there was about 17 million animals killed per year in America in animal shelters. And now we are down to around 4 million, which is huge progress, but we would like to see that day when that number is almost zero. And of course, you always have to leave an allowance for those animals that are either dangerously aggressive or hopelessly ill. So the real definition of no kill is that a shelter is, or a community is, saving upwards of 90% of the animals in their care.
Now, a few months ago, we had the new executive director of MADEC on, and she made a statement that kind of echoes what you've just said, the idea that her goal isn't to save every animal. If they're violent, if they're ill, if they're really not savable, you know, she's okay with putting them down. But her goal is to have all adoptable animals adopted out. What do you make of that?
Oh, absolutely. And that's, you know, the real key and to becoming a no-kill community is to do two things. One is to reduce the number of animals that come into your care, and one is to increase the number of animals that leave alive. And when you do those two things, you close the gap and you become a no-kill community. So even though you may not say that you're working towards no-kill, or, you know, you don't like the words no-kill, once you do those two things effectively and put together 11 programs called the no-kill equation in your community, then and you really embrace it and you get everybody on board, then you are working towards being a no-kill community, and you will achieve success.
Now, Kathy, you're kind of wearing a second hat here in this interview. You're the director of Lost Dogs of Wisconsin. Now, we've talked about this organization before on Lake Effect, but if folks haven't heard our initial interview with Lost Dogs of Wisconsin, tell us about the organization.
We are all volunteer-run organization that helps people that have lost their dog. So we're a virtual organization. We work via email, Facebook, and telephone to reach out to people that have lost their dog, to try to give them good advice, good support, to resources to help them get their dog back home. We have volunteers around the state that do everything from helping make the flyer, posting it on Facebook, putting it out on Twitter, putting it on Craigslist, to people that check animal shelters, check shelter websites, things like that. So we have a far-reaching network.
Give us an update. How's the group doing?
It is doing wonderful. And I brought along a few numbers. So we are almost to 20,000 Facebook fans. We started with 4 volunteers, and we now have over 60 official volunteers in Wisconsin. And we have dozens and dozens of unofficial volunteers, which are our fans that like to, you know, just check in on the page, match, do some matching on their own, or share our posts, or perhaps just look out for dogs that are missing in their community. And so as of this month, 2013, we have already reunited over 1,000 dogs in 2013. And we now have sister sites in several states, and that including Texas, Illinois, Minnesota, Colorado, Arizona, and Iowa. And we always like to think that for every dog that we send back home, we've saved 2 dogs. That dog that went back home, and then we've freed up the space in the shelter for another dog.
Tell us about the model and really how you've harnessed social media to grow this organization.
Facebook has been huge. It's been so... In the past, if there was many websites that were, you know, that have pictures of lost and found dogs on them. But with social media, the ability to be able to share it so easily. So even if we put a found dog on Facebook, even if the owner doesn't see it right away, the neighbor might see it. And the neighbor might say, oh, I know that dog. That's so-and-so's dog. And he'll call him up and say, oh, your dog is, you know, at such and such a place, or so-and-so has your dog. So the ability of Facebook to actually become this huge network of people that love animals and want to get them back home has been amazing.
Now, so far, there's Lost Dogs of Wisconsin, but is there an effort underway for cats?
Yes. Funny that you should ask that. There is. And when we started Lost Dogs of Wisconsin, a lot of people asked why we didn't include cats as well. And we were inventing the wheel. There was nothing like this had ever been attempted before in the nation. We had to focus our energy to make a difference because we thought we could make a difference. And we had to, you know, we were training new volunteers. And lost cat and lost dog behavior is very different. And our volunteers are very highly trained in lost dog behavior. So it was difficult to train new volunteers to 2 kinds of behavior favorite ones. So we decided just to focus on dogs. Also, with the way Facebook works, if you overpost, you risk Facebook hiding you in people's news feeds. So we were afraid that by overposting, by having cats and dogs, we would actually do ourselves a disservice by not getting out there as much as we needed to be in Facebook. But I'm thrilled to announce that there is a Lost Cats of Wisconsin being run by a woman up in northern Wisconsin. And we're asking everybody to like and share her page and her posts because we want to help get lost cats back home too.
Is there a success story that has stuck with you since becoming director?
I have so many. It's hard to even think of one. We had one where it was a young 17-year-old boy in Appleton named Bernardo, and he lost his beagle. And it was just heart-wrenching. The email updates we'd get, he was so sad and he missed his dog so much. And he didn't have a car and he was riding his bicycle from town to town to put up the flyers and check at the shelters. And he did everything that his caseworker did, which is our volunteer. And then sure enough, a few weeks later, his dog turned up in an animal shelter with a broken leg because it had been hit by a car. But he was just so thrilled. I mean, he rode his bicycle right there, right away to see his dog. And his dog ended up having to have its leg, I'm not sure it's been amputated yet, but it's under extensive care right now by a vet clinic. But just his story was really heartwarming, you know, and it actually made the local paper and then was picked up by a Life with Dogs website. And when I last checked, it had like 5,000 shares on that.
What is that like for you when you hear these stories of people being united?
That makes our day. I mean, every day the volunteers get on the computer, you know, usually evenings or whatever where a lot of us are on. And it's just so heartwarming and to see and hear these stories. I mean, it just motivates you so much for the next day to start again and grab those cases and pick up the phone and try to help those people. Dogs do not fall off the face of the earth. They're out there somewhere. So if an owner does not give up, there's a really high chance that they will be reunited with their dog. Maybe not this week, maybe not this month, but sometime. And so our biggest goal is always to keep the owner going. That's our motto, never give up.
Well, Kathy Poblosky, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kathy Poblosky is the director of Wisconsin Voters for Companion Animals. She's also the director and co-founder of Lost Dogs of Wisconsin. I'm Stephanie Lecce. Great to have you listening on this terrific Tuesday. Join us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh air is next.